E2. Exterior panel E2. The building. The Roman villa was the house from which a large rural property was managed, the farm or fundus, and played a key role in the occupation and exploitation process of the territory conquered by Rome. Although its primary role was productive or economic, it also had to meet the owner's leisure needs. Hence the building had three clearly differentiated parts: the pars rustica and the pars fructuaria as work areas, and the pars urbana as the residential area. The villa of Vinamargo has a large number of rooms distributed around several courtyards. The original residence was remodeled, and most of the structures we see today belong to the pars rustica, where the housework was done, and to the pars fructuaria, used to process and store farm produce. Currently, only those foundations made of stones remain. The walls have long since disappeared, since they were made of kneaded earth with the rammed earth technique, as can be seen in some of the villa's reconstructed walls. The Roman concrete, cementitium, was barely used in Vinamargo and was only used for basins and canals, although some remains are preserved in walls from the 2nd and 3rd centuries. The walls were plastered with lime or stucco, and some were painted or decorated with marble slabs, crustae, depending on the type of room and its use. These buildings often had more than one floor, and the ceilings combined flat tiles, tegulae, with curved ones, imbrices. To the west, there is a series of 7 rooms with exterior access, built during the 2nd century, where remains of a child's burial were found.